Ég er staddur í Calgary í Alberta fylki á heimili frú Elinóru Sveinbjörnsson, ekkju Sveinbjarnar, tónskálds Sveinbjarnarssonar. Hún býr hér hjá dóttur sinni Helenu og Þórði syni sínum. Tell me, Mrs. Sveinbjörnsson, you were born in Scotland, aren't you?
Yes, north of Scotland, in Bath.
In Bath?
The county town of Bath.
And when were you born?
In 1870.
1870, and which month in?
In February,
yeah.
The 7th.
7th of February, so now you are how, 80?
85.
85.
Yes.
Tell me, when did you meet Sveinbjörnsson for the first time?
I must explain that he was a great friend of my mother's first cousin, and she had known him for many years, and he got a letter of introduction to come and see us while we were living in the Highlands of Scotland, a place called Aberfeldy in Perthshire.
And what was Sveinbjörn doing at that time?
He was teaching, he was on holiday at that time, and teaching music at the piano in Edinburgh. In Edinburgh, the town of Edinburgh.
And when did you get married?
We were married the following year. Let's see. When I was 20 when I was married, just newly 20.
And then you lived in Edinburgh?
We lived in Edinburgh.
How long?
For quite a number of years, from the time of our marriage. Till 1919, when we came to Canada.
And your husband, he was giving concerts.
He came over to this continent twice, 2 years running, and gave a lecture on Scandinavian folk music. And
this was for the second time he came?
Yes, 2 years running, about 1910 to 1912.
And then again in 1919.
And then we come over to reside in Winnipeg in 1919.
And did you go with him when he was giving these
concerts? Well, we came in detachments, because it was rather difficult after the First World War. First, my daughter, I think she was the first one, to come to take an appointment in Winnipeg as a teacher at the Earl Grey School. And Kelvin, she had assisted at the Kelvin School of art. She taught drawing and painting.
I see.
She was an art teacher.
But when did you go to Iceland? You have been in Iceland. When did you come to Iceland for the first time?
I came in the years, let me see now.
Was it after
22?
Yes, after
the fall of 22, November 22. 1922.
And then you lived in Iceland for some time?
Yes, nearly 2 years.
And what was your husband doing while he was in Iceland?
Well, he wasn't in very good health. So he just went about visiting and giving concerts.
I see. But then finally you moved to Copenhagen.
Well, on account of his health we did, down.
And he had been, you had been in Copenhagen many times before?
Well, a few times, yes. A few times. This last time, we were 2 years, in fully 2 years in Copenhagen. He was having treatment at the Vincent Institute.
And there he died?
He died in the 23rd of February of that.
1927?
Yes, 1927.
And then you went to Iceland again.
Yes, I went up. He was buried in Iceland.
Yes.
I went there too.
And then you went finally to Canada to...
Yes, I came to my daughter to live with my son-in-law and daughter.
Here in...
not in Calgary, no. But at Myrnapore, on a farm near Myrnapore. We were 15 miles from Calgary.
But you have been in Calgary now for the last 8...
About 8 years, I think.
Yes, and you're living with your two children.
Yeah, I'm living here with the two children.
Helen and...
And Thorður.
And Thorður, yes.
Yes.
Have they ever been to Iceland?
No, not yet.
Not yet. What could you tell us about your husband? Anything in special you would like to tell us about him, about his work?
About
his work?
Oh, yes. Well, he composed... quite a few songs before we married, but he did quite a lot of his works after too, as well. And he never gave up composing, you know. Music was always running through his head.
And did he often give recitals in Edinburgh?
No, I don't think he ever played. He taught, you know.
He taught.
And had a great number of pupils at one time.
But he didn't travel through England and Scotland
No.
He would rather go to Denmark or Iceland.
Well, he gave a large concert in Copenhagen of his works in, I forget now.
It doesn't matter. The year, really.
Yes.
Were you there with him?
No, I wasn't able to go at the time. And the King and Queen of Denmark attended the concert, and the Queen of England, and the Tsarina of Russia, and many ambassadors of the countries, different countries.
Oh, that must have been a very
pleasant
event. Do you love any of his songs? More than
I love them all.
You love them all, of course.
I must say I'm very fond of the national anthem.